Hello, and welcome to the Tea with Tresetta podcast. I invite you to join me each week where I'll share the training, encouragement, and answers you need to be successful in your purpose, as well as interview some awesome women of faith walking fully in their God-given purpose through entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Tresetta Alexander, faith-based business coach and founder of Sister Spotters. I believe you can be wildly successful without competing or compromising your beliefs. Let's dive in. Great day, Kingdom Purpose Pursuers. Tresetta Alexander here, and I am super excited to share with you today's episode. I had the opportunity to sit down with my new friend, Stephanie Martin, who is the founder of Moved by Purpose. And we had an amazing conversation. She and I are so aligned in our messages that we could have just talked for hours. In fact, we did continue to talk for quite a while, even after we finished recording the podcast. And she is just an amazing woman. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Like I said, she is the founder of Moved by Purpose, and she coaches Christ-centered women leaders and entrepreneurs who realize they need a different approach to how they achieve and succeed. And through her life experiences, professional training, and her counterintuitive way of working with people already considered successful, Stephanie guides women to anchor and align their lives in a new way by stepping back from the pace and the pressure that got them to their current level of achievement and aligning with God's higher plans and purposes for them. Like I said, Stephanie and I had an amazing conversation. We talked about how she started believing in herself and overcoming her own doubts in order to be able to do the work that God has called her to do. We also got into the five mindsets that hold people back and why you don't necessarily need better copy, another website, or a standout product in order to be successful, but it is a shift in your mindset that you really need. And we also talk about how important it is for us to do our work being led by the Spirit instead of being expert led, instead of allowing the experts and the gurus to really guide what we do, but as kingdom purpose pursuers, as kingdom entrepreneurs, really aligning ourselves with God and checking in with Him to make sure that we are led by His Spirit and not by other things. And so I know you're going to really, really love this conversation. And she also shares about her book, The Messy Middle, but I'll leave a little bit for that so you can listen in to our conversation. But before we dive in, I want to share with you a free resource that I recently released. It's called the Weekly Plan and Review. I have a lot of my listeners, a lot of my clients are dualpreneurs, meaning that they are working full-time while they are building their business. And time management is really key in order to get the things done that you need to get done. And I have a lot of people ask me, how do you get everything done? How are you able to be so present online, knowing that I have a full-time job, as well as my husband and I being pastors. And so I decided to, since I was getting so many questions, I decided to go ahead and share that with everyone. So this is the way that I personally plan out my weeks. And so if you have more to-dos than you have hours in the day, or you find it difficult to stay organized and productive, or maybe you struggle to find the right balance between your purpose, family life, and your 9-to-5, there is no need for you to struggle any longer. You can grab a copy of my weekly plan and review printable because it will assist you. It will help you to really take the time out and get the right things on your schedule so that you can be your most productive self. So you can grab that free resource at TresettaAlexander.com/weekly plan. I will include the link in the show notes, and you can go and grab that free resource. So without further ado, let's go ahead and dive in to my conversation and interview with Stephanie Martin. Listen in.
Welcome back to another episode of Tea with Tressetta. I'm your host, Tressetta Alexander, faith-based business coach and motivational speaker. And I am so excited to welcome to the podcast my sister in Christ, Stephanie Martin. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. I'm excited to be on. It's such an honor.
I am so excited to have you on the show because for one thing, we are soul sisters for real. We are totally aligned in our messages and what we want to put out there into the space or into the universe about purpose. And so I love chatting with other women of Christ who are purpose driven.
Yes, me too. I love it. I get so excited when I when I find someone that's aligned with the same message and mission, and we could talk for hours.
I know, right? But I promise to the audience, we're not going to keep you for hours and hours. I promise you that we're going to have some really, really meaty stuff that we chat about today, and you are going to be encouraged to pursue your purpose. Now, Stephanie, before I get into our interview, I just wanted to let everyone know that Stephanie and I connected because of a Facebook group that we're in together for Christian entrepreneurs. And so for those of you who follow me, you know that I'm all about living a Christ-centered life and pursuing your purpose that God gave you to the fulfillment of your abundance and prosperity that He has for your life. And so there is space out there for you. We are not the rare unicorn you might think we are. There are places out there in the interwebs, on social media, where Christ-centered women entrepreneurs hang out. Right?
Yes. Yes.
And so it's
alone.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's so exciting to connect outside of social media with the people that, you know, I can actually, you know, we record this via Zoom, so I can actually see Stephanie. And so it's like getting to meet in person.
Yes, it's awesome.
It really is.
Amazing gift. Technology, it can also be not so fun when it doesn't work, but I'm really blown away at the the global connection that the internet and social media has really gifted us with.
Yeah, it's an amazing tool.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. So Stephanie, what I like to do is start off with some rapid fire questions. These are really easy questions about yourself to get us warmed up. And so the audience gets to know a little bit more about the person behind the brand. So are you ready?
Yes.
All right. So where'd you grow up?
Detroit, Michigan.
Ooh. Where do you live now?
I still live in Detroit, Michigan, but I'm currently in Colorado Springs for the month of August.
Oh, are you vacating?
A workcation.
Okay.
I'm working. And then, you know, my husband and I both work 9 to 5. Well, not 9 to 5, sorry, Monday through Friday. He works 9 to 5. Weekends and, you know, maybe a Friday we'll take off for the mountains.
Okay, well, cool. So this is the Tea with Tressetta podcast. And one of the things that I like to do when I do my solo episodes, I record them live in front of my Facebook group, and I always have a cup of tea. So I like to ask my interview guests what their favorite drink is.
I'm a coffee lover.
I had my coffee this morning. Okay, so are you a black and strong, or you like a little something, something inside your coffee?
So I love homemade almond milk. So I make my own almond milk from at home.
Okay, we're going to have to circle back to that.
It's not that hard. It's quite easy. And that it tastes like a delectable dessert or treat. Like, I get so excited when I have my homemade almond milk available to put in my coffee with a little bit of stevia. I just get so excited because it's such a rich treat in the flavor of almond and a little bit of sweetness. It almost tastes like a cookie or a dessert. It's so yummy. So that's my favorite way to make coffee.
I love it. That sounds amazing. I like almond milk too. So, what's your favorite pastime?
Oh, I love being outside. Like in the summer, like I am just sitting on the deck. Or in Michigan, I would go to the park and look at the water. You know, here I see Pikes Peak in the mountains, and I just sit and work outside all day long on the deck. Sometimes the Wi-Fi connection isn't as strong, but you know, I endure because I love the outdoors.
Yeah, me too. Being, you know, I live in Florida, and so I am a beach girl for real, for real. I love the water. I feel so much more connected with Holy Spirit when I am around some body of water. And in Florida, you're nowhere in Florida are you more than 45 minutes away from a beach. Mm-hmm. May not be the beach you want to go to, but you're always really close to a beach. So
yeah,
so cool. One more question. Besides the Bible, what book has had the greatest impact on your life?
Oh, goodness. You know, I love Brené Brown. I love Daring Greatly. Like that book on vulnerability is just remarkable. I love, love, love that. And then I would say just this to catapult my early journey is 48 Days to the Work You Love is what catapulted what I do today.
Okay. I love it. I've not heard of either one. Well, actually, no, that's not true. I have heard of Daring Greatly, but I'm going to have to check out 48 Days to the Work You Love. I love it. And I will link to in the show notes to both of these books. So if you're interested in checking them out, you can find links to both books inside of the show notes. So, all right. Are you ready to dive in?
Yes.
All right. So now that we've gotten a little bit of your background, a little bit of who you are, tell us a little bit more about your business and what it is that you do.
Yeah. So my business name is Moved by Purpose, and there's a whole story behind that.
I hear it.
It was really cool how that name came to be. I really do believe like the Holy Spirit gave me that name and the connection to, there was a woman back in my job that I used to have. I used to be a social worker. And she was actually a pharmacist that I like, so a vendor that, not a vendor, but like someone I coordinated with a lot. Mm-hmm. And she would always say like, oh, I love working with you because you move with a purpose. And I loved that statement. And ironically, after launching into starting this business, her son was actually my first client. So I thought that was really cool, the whole connection. And that phrase really resonated with me. And then I just felt like the Holy Spirit gave me Moved by Purpose. And I love it because people get it when they hear the name.
Yeah, I absolutely love that.
Yes. But what do I do? So what is Moved by Purpose? I help high achieving now. See, it's had many different phases throughout the last 6 years.
Oh, I can relate.
I help high achieving Christ-centered women entrepreneurs or business leaders live in alignment with God's plans and purposes for them rather than grinding things out and forcing things
based
off of what the world tells them how to do business and what they need to do to succeed.
I love that, you know, and in this day and age with us, you know, especially with the technology we have, we're kind of like always on. And so it's so easy for us to get swept up in that whole hustle and grind mentality that the world has. But as believers, we really should be operating out of a space of grace, you know, and the strength of the Holy Spirit. And so I love that. What does that look like? Your work with clients, what does that look like?
So I have a, it's an intensive process, to be honest. Like, I don't sugarcoat it. I have a 6-month group coaching program where we combine having a sisterhood and community. And then if they wanted to opt into one of the highest levels of support included with the group, they get one-on-one sessions with me. And this is where these people are, these specific women are for this program. They've been in business for 3 to 5 years. They've been grinding it out. They've been hustling. They've been like trying to force things. And this program is called Flow Versus Force, learning how to flow within the power of the Holy Spirit. And again, in alignment with the kingdom, rather than forcing things to happen out of fear, impatience, ego, anxiety, whatever that is. And we are identifying the come from, you know, where is this idea coming from? Mm. What is this behavior coming from? What's making you want to act on this? Or what is causing the stress or the disconnect? Or it's just really unpacking. And honestly, at the end of it, it's really kind of, it's a total renewal of the mind. And right. Mastering the mindset and taking those thoughts captive and really being very, very in tune with that so that you're equipped now to live life transformed and fully aware of when you get knocked out of that peaceful, aligned state and how to get back in, you know, because like I teach this and I get knocked out of it, but I know
you too, girl.
Identify it. I'm like, oh no, I'm not going to live like this. Like I live like this for, you know, in my business 4 years like that. And it was not fun. It was not productive. It was not effective. And it really burned me out. And so now, like if I get into that for like a week or something, which is a long time for me now, it's like my body and just everything just doesn't have honestly, the tolerance for it. Right. And right. I just go back to like surrendering. So I do the work to identify what is causing this and then get back into surrendering and living peaceful and grounded.
Yeah, I can totally relate. You know, there. I think that a lot of times when people who are just getting started in business or, you know, kind of have that desire and haven't really started yet and they look at other people who are, you know, flowing in their business, they feel like they're perfect and, you know, everything always goes to plan and they don't, and I don't think they really realize, I'm not even sure we do a good enough job talking about being vulnerable before our people, the people that we serve, to let them know that we miss it too. I mean, literally was, just 4 days ago, I had a major meltdown over something that happened. And I let it ruin my entire day. I had a whole day planned of what I was going to do. And, you know, by midday, by like 1 o'clock, I had such a headache. I was so frustrated. I was so angry that I couldn't even function. I had to go get in the bed and Netflix out for the rest of the day. And yep. And then I was like, girl, you gotta pull it together. You can't do this. You have too much to accomplish to stay in this space. And so I did that kind of like, okay, why are you feeling this way? What is it about this situation that caused you to get so upset that it threw your entire day off? What do you need to do to reset, to get back into that space where you can move and flow and that get back into that flow state? And so I love that you shared that you have, you know, that you don't always get it right either.
No. In fact, a couple weeks ago, like I was really having this undercurrent of tension and unrest, just like something was really off. And I finally reached out publicly to my community and I was like, I reached out for prayer. I said, I'm struggling, like, and I'm, you know, and I'm tired of believing the lie that as a leader, I have to have it all together. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, that I can't admit weaknesses or struggling because somehow I feel like I'm going to let you guys down. And so I'm setting myself free of that right now.
Wow.
And just asking you for prayer. And man, did I feel the love and the support and the messages and people calling and texting and emailing and just in saying, thank you for your transparency and vulnerability. I love this about your group and I love this about you. And I just felt this incredible shift happen like right away. And I've been standing in that peace and serenity. And I still feel like they're covering me in prayer. Yeah. Like, because I have a surpassing peace that like is, it's just remarkable. And I do think that is the power of reaching out and being real.
Yeah. You know, I have a group called Sister Spotters. And so that, you know, and that's kind of at the core of it is, you know, my intention was to create the space where we could be not only encouraged in our businesses and, you know, share strategies and those things, but to be supported in this journey, to be undergirded, because a lot of times we can get in over our head. A lot of times we can allow the enemy to distract us and get, you know, just kind of get in our mind space and throw us off track. And so having a sisterhood, having a group of women who can undergird you, who can lift you up before the Father when you can't lift yourself up, is so, so important. I love that you reached out to your community. What a show of strength. You know, a lot of times people think that it's, you know, it's weakness to share, you know, your struggles, but I really believe that it's, you know, that is a strength, recognizing that, you know what, I need help in this. I can't do this by myself. And so being able to ask for the help that we need is crucial, not only in our walk with Christ, but in our pursuit of our purpose.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. That's so good. So of course, you know, that kind of is a good segue into talking about some of the things that you've overcome in order to pursue your purpose, because, you know, obstacles do pop up along the way. You're going to have obstacles, you're going to have roadblocks, you're going to have hurdles, you're going to have pitfalls. There's all kinds of things that show up when you're pursuing your purpose, when you're going after the thing God called you to do. What's something that you have had to overcome in the pursuit of your own purpose?
Oh, so many things. I actually wrote a whole book on it called The Messy Middle.
The Messy Middle?
Yeah. It's here it is. Here's a picture of it. This was written in the midst of all of those hardships and obstacles and limiting beliefs and mental barriers and financial hardships and just so many things happening in the midst of building this. I really believed God called me to do this. But I had a lot of growing up and maturing to do. I had a lot of character development to go through. And then I had to really build strong faith and resilience and tough, thick skin. All of these things. Like when I started, I was quite young when I was called to do this. And it wasn't like I had 50 years to unprogram, but like I still had a lot of unprogramming, right, as far as like what society says is an acceptable way to make a living. Now I think the younger generation, it's just totally different. Like
I agree.
You know, but I grew up very much with like, you go to college, get your degree and get your job and live happily ever after. Like that was still a heavy programming. Nowadays, that's not even much of a thing anymore. But so after I earned my degree and had my job and felt like this isn't I know this is not what I'm meant to do. Like, I knew I was meant to write books. I knew I was meant to speak. I just had nothing. I had no clue about entrepreneurship. I had no clue about business, marketing, sales, nothing. And I had no idea how to bring that to pass. Thankfully, I took steps in faith with whatever it was that I felt God was putting on my heart. Like, I knew I was meant to write. I had the stirring and burning to write. So I just started blogging. I just started writing. And divinely, God put people on my path through the blogosphere to direct me to conferences and training programs and different things. And like every step I took, there was always somebody there to help guide and direct and like show me the next step and the next step and the next step. The hardest part was believing in myself,
yeah,
overcoming my own doubts, believing I'm worthy of this success. Getting past the scarcity mindset was huge.
Yes.
I had the five, you know, the five common mindsets that keep people stuck, that I've learned through my own journey and observing other people. I had overcome those, which is fear of success, fear of failure, scarcity, poverty mindset, mm-hmm. entitlement, and I don't know if I said fear of rejection.
No.
Okay. So fear of rejection, all of those, I had to like overcome a lot of that because I realized now in retrospect that God was always there providing. I made the journey a lot more difficult and a lot messier than I really needed it to be. a lot of it had to do with me getting in my own way. So that was like the biggest hindrance to my success was me, myself, and I.
Yeah. Yes. Oftentimes that's really the root of it. You know, I feel like if you really examine the thing that is holding you back, at the root of it is yourself. It's one of those mindsets that you talked about that is stemming from our experience based on the way that we grow up, based upon societal pressures and just so many things. And so, I'm coming to understand why the scriptures talk about being renewed in your mind, because we need to have the mind of Christ in order to do the things that he's calling us to do. Because if we have our own mindset, or if we have the mindset of our programming or the mindset of our environment, then they're going to serve as blocks, because a lot of times they contradict what the Word of God says. And so it's so important for us to do that, you know, to do that mindset work. I talk a lot about mindset, and because that, you know, that's a really key piece. And I love, oh, go ahead.
It's foundational. Like, and that's why, you know, Full Verse Force is here. And then I talk like you very much about these mindsets, because so many people misdiagnose what's going on with their business.
Mm.
They think it's a better website or better sales copy if I just hired a copywriter or just did Facebook ads. Like, when really it's like, one, you're likely, you potentially are not clear on who you are called to reach and what that message even is, because you're come from place is not aligned with the kingdom. It's the fear of missing out. You're compared. You're triggered by social media. You think you're getting left behind. You see this expert, like doing this. So you go try to mimic that and do that. And then like, plus now you probably have spent all this money and have nothing to show for it yet. Yes. And like, it's just, I know that because that was my story. And that's the
story too, girl.
So many of my clients as well. And I'm just so tired of seeing that. And it's like, let's go back to the foundational work. You keep trying to build a technical skill set of understanding Facebook ads. Like this, okay, the foundational work to me, that like, it's like painting a wall, right? Like you can't, I mean, I guess you can, but if you want it to be done well and right, you can't just start taking paint out and rolling and slapping it on the wall. Like, there is the taping around the edges, the cutting in, like all that work that, like, I know you want to just put the paint on the wall, okay? And all this other stuff takes so much time and it's tedious and it's not the fun part, but like the minds at work and all of that, that is the cutting in and the taping around the edges, because by the time you go to roll on the paint, that's the technical skills.
Yeah.
It's easy because you did all of that work. It flows.
I love that.
All of that work. If you just, then you're like having to mess up. Like, if you don't do it, you're getting on the ceiling, you're getting all over the place. And it's this big mess and it ends up being more work for you.
Right.
Than if you just took the time to slow down and do it correctly. Yeah. And for high achievers, they don't like slowing down. They just want to slap the paint on the wall.
I absolutely love that example. I have kind of a similar structural analogy that I use. I use pouring a foundation for a building. So, you know, you have to take time to lay the foundation, and depending upon the size of the structure that you're building, it may take several days and several pours to actually get the entire foundation laid. But you don't start building on one, on a wet foundation, and on two, an unfinished foundation. You wait until the entire foundation is laid and then you start building. And a lot of us wanna, you know, just start throwing up walls. And then what happens is adversity comes, challenges come, and because we don't have a solid foundation, our structure, our building gets toppled over and we have to rebuild. And, you know, again, if you don't do that foundational work, you're just going to keep on having to rebuild and rebuild and rebuild rather than taking the time to, you know, lay out that solid foundation. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I got it right from the beginning, because I so did not. I so did not do that. But I now have, you know, I did the work. I took the time out and did the work so that I now have that solid foundation and can build whatever I want.
Yes.
On that. And so I love, you were talking about how you, through faith, you know, you stepped out in faith, you took steps in faith towards the thing you felt God calling you to do. And then he met you there. He, you know, gave you, put people in place or resources in place for you at each point that you needed them. How else do you incorporate your faith into your business?
Oh, I do it. Oh, all the time. Like, now that I've learned, like, this is about being, this is the calling God has given me.
Right.
So instead of running ahead, being expert led, learned, be spirit led, go to the King first, because we can get swept up in the marketing hype because they're brilliant marketers. And if, again, it's that inner work, it's, again, it goes back to being grounded in who you are, being clear on the assignment you have been given for this season. What is the mission? And checking in with the King every day. Every time I find myself like, I like, it's not that I don't, you know, sometimes get hyped up, but when I notice the emotions and like, because they understand psychology, I do too. They know all the psychological trigger points to like get you to like move with urgency and take action. I have to pause and say, okay, what do I know? What has he given me? What has he told me to do? Is this aligned with what he has given me to do? Does this support that and help fulfill that? Or is this a distraction?
Right. And
this has saved me loads of money and time and helped me stay grounded and laser focused on the mission at hand. So I seek the King's agenda first in the morning. you know, yes, tune back into that every day. It's that renewing the daily bread. Like, he is the owner. I've had to learn the difference between stewardship and ownership.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
preach it, sister.
He is the owner and I am the steward in this, and I go to him who is the owner and ask, I mean, like, do you approve of this expense? Do you, I mean, like, just all of that stuff has really, really helped, because when I confused owner stewardship to mean ownership and thought it was all on me, that it was up to me, all on me. I had to go make it happen all on my own. And that's that force. That's what really knocks you out of it and gets you in a really messy state, really yucky. And you just miss it a lot. You miss the mark a lot.
Yeah.
And so now I'm just like, let me make sure.
Yeah.
I don't think God's a super big micromanager. I mean, he might be at the beginning while you're learning it to like tame and hone you in. But as you've like, you know, been able to like continue to practice this, you know, the leash is, I guess, loosened. Like, you know, there's more and more freedom where you can now act on the wisdom, act on what you know, act on the training, you know. But in the beginning, I had to like really like, I don't want to make it. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. I started having essentially business operations meetings with the Lord in the mornings. That's the first thing I do, is, you know, kind of have those daily ops meetings. And one of the things that I've really kind of discovered is that usually I don't necessarily have to check in with him about every single detail, that he will, when I'm, you know, a lot of times I feel like a lot of things are up to us. Like, we can go either way. He doesn't really have an opinion either way on certain things. But when you're getting ready to go down a path that he doesn't intend, he will throw up that red flag. He will get you, you'll get that little check in your spirit that something's not right here, or, you know, where it, you feel like you're forcing it or something, you know, something's just not right there. It's not flowing. And so then it's like, okay, Lord, are you telling me not to go this way because something is just not right? And that's when I take the time to kind of pause and do, you know, do that spirit check to make sure that I'm actually going with the Father. And, or am I going in myself? Because a lot of times that's what we're doing, is we're going in ourself, in our own strength, rather than being led of the Spirit.
Yes.
And I love, love, love. I'm just telling you now, I'm going to start using the ownership versus stewardship. I'm no longer the owner of my business. I am the steward.
Yes.
He is the CEO mm-hmm. of my business. And I am the business operations manager. Yes. And I report to the owner. So I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Tell us, okay, I want you to share your best piece of advice that you have for other women who want to start their own purpose-driven business.
Oh, So I think we touched on, and I think it's very important to tune in with the King. I say, you know, check in with the King. If we want purpose-driven, kingdom-aligned businesses, get in the habit of seeking God in all things and seeking him first. Now, here is kind of the caveat with that, like, because sometimes we can be in inaction with the excuse of praying.
Okay. So. Oh, I just did a live on that. I think last week. Yeah. I think last week I literally just did a Facebook live on waiting on God versus stopped or stuck.
Yes. And so I felt like, as I was saying this, there may be some listeners here that are here and they're like, I am praying, but like, I am, you know, pressing in prayer. I was like, okay, so here's the thing. with that, I believe that there, you know, our purpose is planted within us, and yes, there's seasons or times where it starts to sprout or stir in us for, you know, when it's time to take action. Some things are kind of dormant for a while, and then suddenly we're like getting this desire to start writing, yeah, or desire to start speaking. Okay, we typically are not given a step-by-step action plan and blueprint with how to get that to go. And like I shared in the beginning, I knew at a young age, I knew I was meant to write and speak. Okay, I didn't know that I was going to have my own business and brand and all of this stuff. And there was a certain season in my life where like the desire to start writing really kicked up and it burned. And it was like, move on that. And okay, and I stalled praying, what am I writing about? What am I like, you know, and I wasn't writing.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Take action on the one thing that's stirring inside you. Start writing then. Like, just yes, start writing. I just started writing a blog. I don't even remember the name of my original blog. Like, I really don't. But like, I just took action on the one thing. And then God, you know, and then 6 years later, here I am. Yeah. And I have written my first book. That's so awesome. That is what I feel like as well. So somebody who's wanting to start a purpose-driven business has probably thought about it for a long time. You have the answers within you. Yes. You already know what it is. Yeah. Take faithful action steps on the one thing that it is. You feel called to write, start writing. Who cares what it is about, yeah, what likes just start doing it. You feel led to speak, start reaching out to people and speaking then. Put on your own workshop. Like, you do a Facebook Live. There's many ways,
yes,
to speak and get your message out. And there's really not a right or wrong way, because God will make sure he redirects you.
Yes, he does.
And puts you in the proper place. But you have to move.
Yes.
So I guess that would be for people just starting off. I think that's probably the key message right there.
Man, Stephanie, you have dropped so many golden nuggets in our conversation. Man, oh my gosh. Yeah, for real. Like, we literally could talk for hours because you are so talking my jam. You know, I'm all about purpose. I saw in your about me story that you say your life should be your legacy. And I really, really love that. That really resonated with me. What do you mean by that statement?
So I think that, I mean, I have come to believe that our purpose or our mission, like, we can be living out our purpose right where we are.
Yeah.
Like, there's a difference between destiny or completion of the assignment and like your purpose. You know, I know my purpose is to really, I mean, it's to set people free. Set people free out of the prison of their own minds. I do that over coffee. I have conversations in elevators. I do that in a grocery line store. Okay. Mm-hmm. I also get paid for it as a business and, you know, as a coach. But I can fulfill that wherever I am. And yeah, that alignment and clarity of your purpose is your life. This is how you live. You are being who you are created to be. You are doing what you've been created to do,
yeah,
every day. And that is what leaves legacy. Impact is not always measurable. You don't always get to see it right away.
Right.
But
right,
like that random conversation at the grocery store with someone that you probably will never see again can change their life, the trajectory of their life.
Yeah.
And you might not ever know that until you get into heaven.
Yeah.
And see like exactly what everything was going on behind the scenes.
Oh my goodness. I love that. It's so, so good. So, so good. You know, you're right, because you can't, whatever you're created, whoever you're created to be, that is who you are. And no matter where you are, you should be operating in it, whether it is in your, you know, in your business. For those of us who are called to, you know, entrepreneurship, some people are called just, you know, to marketplace ministry through a job or a position, or in politics, or in government or community organizations. Everyone's calling or purpose looks a little different, but you still live it out no matter where you are. So you don't shut it off just because you're doing laundry or you're at the grocery store, or you're pumping gas. It is who you are, and it should be a part of everything that you do. It should be like that connecting thread that runs through every single moment of your life, living your legacy. I absolutely love, love, love that.
Yes. Thank you.
So Stephanie, before we close out, one of the things that I like to do as I'm ending the episode is to ask my guests to share their favorite quote or motto. What's yours?
So it's actually one that I say a lot. I'm not that creative, so I'll credit it to the Holy Spirit.
Where, you are creative because you were created in His image.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yes. And I get many creative ideas when I'm in tune and aligned with Him, like the amazing creative things that come out of my mouth, I'm just amazed with. So, I say, you know, when we are aligned, there is no grind.
Wow.
So, and I have that on a pretty little image. And that is so true, because the moment we feel like we're grinding something out, that's usually the indication that we're out of alignment with something.
Wow. I love it. I absolutely love it. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today. I know that my audience is going to want to get more of you, because this has been so, so good. So how can my listeners connect with you?
Yes. So I have my website, movedbypurpose.net or .org. I own both. It'll route you to the same place. Okay. And I am offering my book right now, The Messy Middle. The book itself is free. The shipping is like $5 to cover it. So there is that shipping and handling fee. But it is yours, available if you want to grab that. And
it's on your website?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's, I'll have to double check, movedbypurpose.net/themessymiddle should be what routes you to. But if even if you go to the homepage on the top, it'll say, grab my book for free.
Well, I'll make sure that I get that, the true link, and include that in the show notes for anyone who wants to take advantage of that. I know I will be ordering my copy, because I want to, like, one, I love to support my sisters in Christ. Anytime I find out one of my sisters has a book, I'm all over buying it. Plus I read every morning. So like I consume books like nobody's business. So I'm really awesome. Excited to do that, but I will make sure that we have the correct link to get the book inside the show notes. Where can they find you on social media?
At Move by Purpose. So I have my business page at Move by Purpose on Facebook, Instagram. I'm not super as involved with Instagram. Facebook is definitely the place that I'm on most commonly. And I have my own, private Facebook group, Flow Versus Force, which is a community of Christ-centered women, entrepreneurs. And you can find that connected to my at Move by Purpose Facebook page.
Love it. Love it. Thanks again, Stephanie, so much for being on today's show. It was truly a pleasure to sit down and chat with you. And I hope that we can continue to have this conversation. Not only, I'll have to have you back on the podcast, because this was just too good. We couldn't dive as deep as I really would like to go in a single episode.
I told you when I connected with others that like-minded, we can easily go for hours.
I know. I love it. So thank you again for being on the show. And until next time, I hope you have a blessed and purpose-filled day.
Thank you.